Good Erev Shabbos. Okay, this is a shiur that Rav Lichtenstein delivered, one of his tshuva drashos, in 2005. And the title of the shiur is Tshuva of Norm and Tshuva of Crisis. What is the ground? What brings a person to tshuva in general on Yom Kippur? What should the mood be? What should the state of mind be? So Rav Aaron distinguished between a tshuva that's normal, namely, moral inventory, self-inspection, you commit a chait, there is shock, there is grief, but you're not thrust into the throes of a personal crisis, there's no instability. Rav Aaron compared it to going to a doctor for a checkup, or taking your car in for a tune-up. Especially in the spiritual realm, we're always trying to be sensitive and examine our lives and kedach cheshbon nefesh, and of course when we sin we have to respond to the sin, whether it's Yom Kippur time or whether it's during the course of the year. That's the normal tshuva. That's the tshuva that perhaps you could derive from the pasuk in Nasa, which the Rambam quotes when he describes the mitzvah of Vidur. He quotes the pasuk in Nasa, a person who commits a chait and he brings a karban and there's no drama to it. I forget, does he quote the pasuk in Nasa? Which pasuk do Rav Aaron quote? Let me just make sure I'm being... it's in Nasa. And this is where the Rambam derives Vidoy from. And that's the calm. Again, every chet creates some grief and shock, but it's relatively calm. You're methodical. You've sinned, or you've inspected yourself, and you know you have to improve, and you're assiduous and diligent, and you go about performing tshuva so that you attain improvement. Then this is a very different type of a tshuva. The type of tshuva which Rav Lichtenstein calls the tshuva of crisis. Tshuva of crisis is there's suffering. What type of suffering? It could either be calamity, physical suffering, torture, or it could just be internal suffering because you're aware of feeling lost and you're aware of a dissatisfaction internally, and you feel as if your identity is being called into question and your whole religious baseline is shoddy. And instead of quoting the Rambam's source in Parshas Nasa, where you just methodically conduct vidoy and methodically conduct cheshbon nefesh and methodically offer a korban, Rav Aaron quoted the Ramban's source for tshuva. The Ramban's source for tshuva is Parshas Nitzavim. Nitzavim is on the heels of Kisavo. So Kisavo describes the nightmarish, horrific tochacha, and then Nitzavim says, when all these things afflict you, v'haya ki yabo alecha dvar ma'ila, v'shavtad Hashem elokecha, then you'll collectively, nationally, in the throes of gallows, in the night of exile, suffering, holocaust, inquisitions, these types of events that are cataclysmic and apocalyptic, maybe will force you and jumpstart some tshuva of crisis. Namely, there are two different modes of tshuva. There's a mode of tshuva which is relatively calm, methodical, comprehensive. There's a mode of tshuva which you're lost and there's a crisis. And part of Yom Kippur is to try to find a little bit of each. Yom Kippur can't become chaos. It can't become a complete, mad, unstable environment. It has to be ashamnu, bagadnu, thinking about each of these ideas as you iterate them, trying to connect them to your life and trying to improve upon them. But it also can't just be relaxed New Year's resolutions. It's the new year. How am I going to improve? Moral inventory. It has to be a crisis. It has to be induced by a crisis of identity. So to help you understand that, let me read one quote from Rav Lichtenstein. In circumstances of genuine crisis, a person does not feel the need or lacks the wherewithal to try to tinker with the details of corrective tshuva. He is desperately in need of an anchor. He feels himself catapulted into outer space, free-floating, and in his desperation and longing, he looks to God and for God. Perhaps later there will be occasion to worry about the sins in the confession, but in this hour of the most acute crisis, he is less engaged by the moral, whatever sins, and more engaged with the spiritual. When compared with normal tshuva, crisis-inspired tshuva is likely to be more comprehensive and more intense. Namely, crisis-inspired tshuva is more about your relationship with Hashem. You're floating in outer space, zero gravity. If you don't grab onto some anchor, you'll die. You'll float into outer space. You've lost all sense of identity. You want to try to reach out for a Kaddish Baruch Hu. The target is less about a particular chait and more about reaching out to Kaddish Baruch Hu to hold you and to grasp you. And it's not just the tshuva that's induced by crisis because you feel like your entire world has been shattered once you face your own failure, but it's a tshuva which itself is a crisis because it's a very dark, deep descent into yourself and into thinking whom you are and the identity you thought you had, and maybe the identity has to itself be repaired. So let me read one more paragraph to describe not just how crisis can induce tshuva, but how crisis can be the actual experience of tshuva. In these circumstances, Ravaran writes, when one's sense of self-worth and one's confidence in one's abilities are so thoroughly undermined, the cosmetic initiatives of normal tshuva will not do. One may correct a blemish here, a spot there, but what needs to be created anew. Will we attain that rebirth simply by zeroing in on the memory of previous lapses, on the improvement or that improvement? In order to attain regeneration, one needs to create energies and spiritual identities, even as one wishes to harness them. So there's a whole different feel to the tshuva of crisis to the tshuva of norm. Tshuva of norm is responding telescopically to a particular fate. It's calm, it's methodical, has to be calm and methodical, it has to be systematic, it has to be comprehensive, it has to be planned. Tshuva of crisis is when you feel that there's some internal or external factor that's calling your identity into question and making you rethink whom you are, and you're reaching out to Kadosh Baruch Hu, not zeroing in a particular chait, and you feel as if you have to regenerate your entire identity. That's a whole different mode of tshuva. And Yom Kippur is a little bit about each. Yom Kippur is about methodical purging of sins, but it's also about feeling the sense of outer space and holding on to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe during the Ela, when all those tefillos collapse into just screaming Yud Gimel Midos, there's no alchet in the Ela. It's just about screaming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Hashem Terachim V'chanon. And the whole fabric of tshuva changes. It's not Ashamnu Baganu. We don't even say Ashamnu Baganu. We still don't say alchet in the Ela. It's a very, very different feel. So in the Ela, certainly the tshuva of crisis, or as much as the other Yom Kippur, should be a combination. Okay, Shabbat Shalom, everyone. Shabbat Shalom.